This is a
All right. If
surprise.
you could be known for only one thing, what would it be?
I would say I'm a man of my word. I'm the type of person, we are something that hurt me a lot is that even with contracts, people don't honor their words. And I'm the type of person that, yes, we need to, fill out contracts. It's very important. We need to draft contracts. But besides that, I'm a man of my word, and when I'm committed, I'm all in.
What's the greatest lesson in leadership you learned as an entrepreneur?
Lose money on purpose to protect the relationship and protect the words that I committed to.
What personal characteristic has been most pivotal to your success?
I think that consistency is key, especially when, 20, 30, maybe 50 years ago, things delayed. I mean, changes delayed. We were seeing like the industry or the country or whatever is changing, changing every 5 or 10 years or so. But now with the technology, AI, and a lot of things happening, the noise that is out there, social media, and so on, things are changing rapidly. So I think that even when things are changing, you need to be consistent on what you're doing.
Love it. Okay, so after all that depth, now it's random question time. Tell me when to stop cutting the deck.
Okay, stop.
All right. Oh, what is your favorite reality TV show?
Ooh, you know that I don't watch TV. Can we change the question?
I know. I feel like Alexis is a serious guy. He probably doesn't watch reality TV. Here, well, I'm cutting the deck. I'll just tell you, my favorite is Shark Tank. You know, when I go out to angel investing, that's all they play, and we laugh. It's like it's not like this in real life. You know,
Well, now that
but
you
what else
mentioned
are we going to
that.
watch?
Now that you mentioned that, for some reason, when you asked me the question, in my mind I had like these TV shows like The Kardashian, those kind of things, but Shark Tank is a good one, and I really love The Prophet, from Marcus Lemonis.
Yeah. All right, I love it. Okay, great. We we salvaged that question. All right. What's one tip or trick that investors can implement in their business today?
Today, I think that use AI. I think that everybody's using AI, and I still see, especially in the real estate industry, I still see people not using AI, and this is not good. Because imagine, let's go back. Imagine that we're living now, or today's date is February or March, 1990, and now the internet is the new trend, but you don't want to use internet. So now moving forward, to 2024, we use internet for everything, to pay our bills, to research, to do everything, to having these type of calls. So we're living right now where we lived before in 1990s, but with the AI. So I think that it's important to adapt AI in your business, because in the next 10 years, everything is going to be based on AI.
Yeah, I love it coming as I do from data science. Beautiful. Can you name a book that's helped to forge you as a leader and as an entrepreneur? Tell us why.
A person?
No, I mean a book. A person would be
Oh, a
great too,
book.
but yeah, book.
I was reading the other day a book that I really want to share here with the people, because it's a really a very good book to read. And basically it's Buy Back Your Time from Dan Martell. And this is a book that, especially for those that are in business and real estate as well, as an investor, sometimes we want to do the things by ourselves, and I get it. I understand no one is going to do it better than you. But when he understand principles, there's a couple of principles, but when he explained principles, like even if you have one employee that is performing at 80%, you're buying 80% of your time. It's better to have an employee performing at 80%, even at 60%, than you do the things by yourself at 100%, but because at some point you're going to burn out. So it's better to have 10 employees at 80, 60% capacity than only you doing things at 100% capacity.
Beautiful. And can you give us a quote to help forge our listeners as leaders and entrepreneurs?
That one, buy back your time.
Buy back your time. I love it. Thank you so much, Alexis. This has been a beautiful interview. So much knowledge and experience. I just want to thank you for taking the time to come speak to our audience today. And before we go, though, let's make sure we know what is the best way to reach out to Alexis Jimenez.
Instagram, Alexis Jimenez PR. So basically, it's AlexisJimenez PR. Alexis Jimenez PR.
All right, beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.